Researchers at Western University have logged over 150 different species of macrofungi as part of a macrofungi inventory for Waterloo Region. Five of those species, found at the Rare Charitable Research Reserve in Cambridge, were deemed rare or unique in southern Ontario. Macrofungi are usually mushrooms, found in two divisions of the fungi kingdom, said conservation scientist at Rare, Alexandra Dolezal, in a press release. Many of these are important food sources for ourselves and other animals in the ecosystem, though you should never eat fungi found from the wild unless they've been checked by someone who is highly experienced in identifying edible and poisonous mushrooms. I've been working on an inventory of Waterloo Region macrofungi as part of my master's research, explained William Van Hemessen, a professional ecologist and part-time graduate student at Western University. I've documented over 150 records from Rare based on my own collections, collections by others, and iNaturalist observations reviewed and verified by me. The five species include smoky earth tongue, Microglossum fumosum, so-called because of their resemblance to small tongues sticking out of the ground. This is one of the only southern Ontario records of this earth tongue, so it is quite a find, said Van Hemessen in the release. Another species is orange waxcap, Hygrocybe aurantiosplendens, a species found throughout the northern hemisphere but rare in eastern North America. This mushroom is named for its waxy, bright orange cap that turns yellow with age. Also found was the ash tree bolete, Boletinelius merulioides, which makes up part of an extraordinary ecological relationship involving ash, Fraxinus, and aphids. Two rare and unique lichens, pink earth scale, Sora decipens, and jelly-taut earth scale, Placidium squamulosum, were found growing on exposed calcareous bedrock at Rare. We sometimes overlook our fungi when we consider the plants and animals of our forests, said James Bowe, communications officer at Rare. Fungi serve a vital role in our ecosystems, transforming dead wood and plant litter into nutrients that seep into the soil for other plants to use. Without fungi, the circle of life would stop turning. Each of these species has their own ecological niche and special purpose for the environment, Bowe added. That's why it's so important that they should have space in our natural spaces, just like our trees, our grasses, our animals. It's exciting to see Rare making space for these rare species.